Chapter 4. Islands of Socialism, the Follies of Government Enterprise. There are degrees of socialism just as there are degrees of capitalism. Even the Soviet Union was not 100% socialist because it permitted a small percentage of farmland to be privately owned. The Russian communists understood that without private property in agriculture, they could never produce enough food to feed their population. There were also pervasive black markets or an underground economy in the Soviet Union, small islands of capitalism that allowed many to live above subsistence levels. Today, every democratic country has islands of socialism in a sea of capitalism. Government-run enterprises like the U.S. Postal Service, state and local government public works departments, police, firefighters, garbage collection, schools, electric, natural gas, and water utilities, transportation services, financial institutions like Fannie Mae, and dozens more. Indeed, many functions that are routinely performed by private businesses are also done by government-run enterprises. Decades of research in economics and simple experience show that government-run enterprises are, as a rule, vastly more inefficient and offer products or services of far worse quality than private businesses. Economists have a bureaucratic rule of two, which holds that the per-unit cost of a government service will be, on average, twice as high as a comparable service offered in the competitive private sector. In a free market economy, businesses that do a good job of giving the people what they want at competitive prices are rewarded with profits. If they fail at that task, they are penalized with losses or bankruptcy. This is known as the survivor principle. Businesses that fail to satisfy enough customers will not survive. No such mechanism exists in government enterprises, for there are no profit and loss statements. In an accounting sense, there are only budgets. In the private sector, profits reveal what value a business has contributed to the economy or to society. For instance, if a business takes $10,000 worth of resources and creates products for which people pay $100,000, then it has created $90,000 worth of value to society. Government enterprises, by contrast, can actually destroy value by using resources in a less than efficient or profitable way. Indeed, in government, the worse a government agency performs, the more money it can claim.